listening to the Miracle Revival Hour. I'm your host, Pastor David Paul from Fairfield, Connecticut in the USA. Glad you're with me on this Wednesday program. Stay tuned. In a minute, I'll take you into one of our services already in progress, where we're sharing highlights of a brand new message. First time I've ever shared it here on the program. I'm preaching from the books of 2 John and 3 John. Title of the message, When the Glue Doesn't Stick. I'm talking about a problem that is very prevalent in the church that we don't often talk about. But you know, many people get saved but don't stay saved. How can we combat this problem? How can we get folk born again into the fullness of the kingdom and keep them walking and growing in grace? This is a message, no matter how long you've been born again, if you're a newborn in Christ or you're a seasoned warrior in the kingdom, this is a word for everyone. I've never shared this message before. I know it'll speak to your spirit. And at the close of the broadcast, I'll tell you how you can obtain the complete sermon absolutely free. I've never offered it before, so I know that none of you have it. Be ready to write down the gift offer details. And
with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
You can't receive from God if you're going to waver. If you're going to doubt God's integrity, then you can't receive from Him. But I'm glad that I don't have doubt His integrity, because I know what to do when I believe I received. What do I do after I believe I received? But then I know God got a plan and wisdom to implement it. I know God will raise up somebody power, building, influence to help me. I know that God is working, that God will use His supernatural power to bring His blessing and bring His plan and purpose in my life. I know these things. I know God will give me strength to endure until I see the promise manifested in my life. Then I'm gonna do the four C's energy. I'm gonna count it all joy, cast my care. I'm gonna cast down imaginations. I'm gonna keep my confession. And then I'm gonna do this here above all things. See, if I do this one, if I do the G, it take care of the other C's. Amen. If I just give glory to God, I ain't got time to worry. Devil ain't got time to put no imagination on me that I gotta cast down. Amen. And if I'm giving glory to God, then my word's gonna be right. So if I just learn to give glory to God, then I'm going to take care of them four C's that I need to do just by giving glory to God. And while I'm giving glory to God, something happens in my spirit. I arrive at a place called fully persuaded. When you're at a place called fully persuaded, that means you ain't got no doubt in you no more. Glory to God. Listen, I believe one of the major problems in the church today, it's people not knowing how to receive what has been provided. There ain't no shortage on God's end, because it's His good pleasure to give you the kingdom. There's that word again, give. It's His good pleasure to give you the kingdom. The Lord will give strength to His people. So if He's giving something, what do? I'll stop reading. If I'm reading and I see give, if I see He blessed us, if I see inheritance, I stop right then and say, wait a minute, God got something He wants me to receive now. Let me stop and get this. My peace I give unto you. Don't keep reading. Stop and receive it. Some people just keep on reading. My peace I give to you, not like the world give out to you. Let not your heart be troubled, me, neither let it be afraid. And they just keep right on reading. Ain't never stop receiving nothing. When you're doing your devotion, you just reading. Hell, I read. Did you receive anything? No, I didn't receive nothing, but I read. Well, you didn't read right then. Because when you read, you're supposed to receive. Read and receive. Everybody say, read and receive. Read and receive. Read and receive. That's what you're supposed to do. So when I see those little tips in Scripture, even when I first started reading the first chapter in one of the books, grace and peace be unto you from Jesus Christ and from God the Father. I said, oh, glory to God. Before I even start reading the chapter, I got grace right now and glory, glory. Lord, I received the grace that you said was mine. Amen. How many of y'all read through that and say, that's just a greeting? Paul, that's just a greeting. It's just, he's just greeting the saints. That ain't no greeting. It's a greeting, but it go deeper than that. When he said, grace and peace be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God and Jesus Christ our Savior, then I'm supposed to say, God, multiply grace. That's favor. Favor builds a hedge around you. Favor builds a wall around you. Favor builds a shield around you. Right? The Bible talks about the shield of favor. It builds a wall around your fortress around that can't be penetrated. So I can receive all the grace that I need. God gives grace. That's a tip. That's a tip. That word give done tip me off. Stop your reading. Humble yourself. How many know you can humble yourself? Don't say, Lord, humble me. No, humble yourself. Lord, if you'll just humble me. No, he told you to humble yourself. How many of you know how to humble yourself? Who don't know how to humble yourself? I'll tell you how to do it. You humble yourself by acknowledging that Jesus is Lord and acknowledging your dependence on him and making him your only source and reverencing him and honoring him and respecting him. That's how you humble yourself. You place yourself under his authority, and you yield and submit to his will. That's what true humility is all about. It is yielding your will to the will of another. Lord, not my will, but your will be done. That's the highest humility. Not my will anymore. It's what you want. It's not what I desire. It's what you desire. So when you humble yourself, the Bible says that God give grace to them kind of people. But those kind of people still had to receive grace. See, the Bible says in Romans chapter 5, verse 17, they that received, up. Turn to Romans 5. I see one of them tip-off words again. All right, I'm going to quit right after this. I was going to talk to you about your flesh tonight, but you receive more grace, you'll be able to receive more about your flesh. Got to get more grace into you. Folks, so when I start talking about flesh, you'll be like, ain't no way nobody can live like this. Pastor, know we all just sinners saved by grace. Nobody can achieve this kind of life, what Pastor talking about. So I got to get more grace in you. So when I teach you, you say, glory to God, I can do that. Got the grace of God. Hallelujah. By God's grace, I can do this. Y'all receiving anything?
Yes.
Romans 5. I told y'all verse 17. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive. There's that tip right there. Receive what? Abundance of what? Grace. So every day, you ought to say, Lord, I thank you for more grace. More, I humble myself. I receive more grace. I receive the abundance of grace, the overflow measure of grace. That is God's unmerited favor on your life. That's favor with God and with man, but it's also the strength of God. Grace is also the strength of God manifested in the place of your personal weakness. Grace is God's ability released in your life that enables you to do what you can't do naturally. So we all need more grace. Because grace is God's ability. Glory to God. It's God's strength. It's God's favor. Unearned favor and blessing. It's a blessing that you get that you can't earn. And the more grace you got working, the more you're going to receive. The more grace you have in your life, then the less and less you'll start trying to get something from God based on your works. Lord, I deserve you to do this. Well, for every one thing you did right, he can probably show you 10 things you did wrong. So you strike out if you approach him that way. You can't win on that basis there. You can't go to God with law. In the sight of God is no man justified by the law. It ain't by what you do. You are not justified by the law of keeping the do's and the don'ts. You are justified by God's grace. Amen. They that receive abundance of grace and, everybody say and. What does and mean? And means it's fixing to connect the first part to the second part, right? It joins the preceding part to the succeeding part. Anyway, we know it's a connector. Which means you can't have one without the other one. So if I'm going to receive the abundance of grace, I need to also get another thing here called the gift. Oh, and there's that word again, gift. Gift tells me I'm supposed to have something. Gift is provided by Jesus, not provided by my works. I'm supposed to receive abundance of grace and what? The gift of righteousness. And these two, when they are coupled together, they cause something to happen in my life. And what is it? Rain. They shall what? Reign. That means to rule. It means to have dominion in life through one, Jesus Christ. Everybody say, Jesus reigns.
Jesus reigns.
Well, he wants you to reign with him. How do you reign with him? You reign with him by receiving his grace and his gift. So he has grace and righteousness available for you, and you need to get up and get your share every morning. I found out that when you got more grace working in your life, the more and more grace you get, the less and less sin you want to do. Some people think grace is a license to sin. No. When you really understand biblical grace, it produces in you the desire to not want to sin. That's why Paul said, do I keep on sinning that grace may abound? He said, God forbid. He said, how can you who are dead to sin continue in sin any longer? Because the more and more grace you get, I'm going to tell you, the more and more you die to yourself.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.